Hello, everyone. Today we learn the summary of the last two chapters of the Maamar Eila Pekudei Mishkan, of Daf, the fifth Daf of Parshas Pekudei of Likutei Torah. And we speak about matzah, eating the matzah on Pesach, that because matzah is this idea of self-nullification of bittul, it actually makes it possible to draw down this infinite lofty level of godliness that's normally unreachable or unattainable and not able to internalize it. We're actually able to reach that high level, which is called the first two letters of Hashem's name, Yud and Hey, that level can actually come down and be revealed on Pesach night, the first night of Pesach when we eat the matzah. And it makes it possible because we, as a Jewish people, we are have this level of bittul, like just like the growth of the fields, just like sproutlings of the fields. We have a very bittuldika, humble sense to us, which makes it possible to draw this down. And through that, we grow throughout the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. And also specifically the 7 days of Pesach, that we grow until we reach this level of Adei Adayim, which is this very lofty level of infinitude, that we're actually able to draw this infinitude into our emotions in a practical way throughout the 7 days, the entire 7 days of Pesach, and the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, until we reach Shavuos, which we get crowned with the crown of the Torah, but specifically both crowns, the crown of Nasa and the crown of Nishma. In the last chapter of the Maamar, very fascinatingly, speaks about practically our Avodas HaTefillah. How do we daven? Specifically, we first do Psukei DeZimra, and then afterwards we say Shema Yisrael. And then we say Vahavta. So the whole idea of the verses of praise, the beginning of the davening, is connected to the service of the Levites specifically, because the Levites had this way about them that through their carrying the Mishkan, they were singing, and they spiritually accomplished what's called Ratzav Ashuv, this ascending and descending of infinite godly light and energy up to Hashem and down here, that made it possible to reach for us spiritually, to reach the level of Shema Yisrael, which is the level of Shema Yisrael is the level of Yud-Kei, of Hashem's name, that we proclaim that the name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Hashem's name, is one, absolutely one. So we unite Hashem's name, and we are able to draw it down into our emotions. And that's why after we say the Shema, we specifically say Vahavta, that we should love Hashem. And so that's going from this higher unity called Yehudilah and bringing it down into Yehuda Tata, into this lower level of unity in which we're able to practically express it. And the ultimate expression of that lower level of unity is specifically as the continuation of the Shema says, Vidibarta Bam, that you shall speak about them. That specifically through speaking words of Torah and specifically words of Halacha, that we become the mouthpiece for Hashem, just like Moshe. Whenever Moshe would speak, he was just expressing the words of Hashem directly as if he wasn't any existence in and of itself. He was completely self-nullified to Hashem, which made him just a conduit to bring down God's message into the world. So too, we, as having a spark of Moshe inside each and every one of us, we have this ability to be Hashem's mouthpiece and be that conduit, just like Moshe, to express godliness into the world, specifically through speaking and living words of Torah. Have a most wonderful, wonderful day.